If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks, for closet Christs. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with destiny.
Greetings in the divine love and light of the Christ. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command. This evening our topic is Entropy, Centropy, and Transfiguration, or staying plugged in and connected, and discerning where to unplug and disconnect. So let's start out with taking a deep, conscious breath, with the intention of connecting to the divine presence within you. Ready? Take a deep breath. Call that energy forward that is the highest possible point of your spiritual nature, the very spirit that is one with the living God. And breathe it right down all the way through your body and anchor it firmly in the Christed soul star in the center of the earth. Let's do that again. Take a deep breath. Bring it all the way down through you. Electrify your whole energy system. And ask that any blocks, anything that could be cleared or lifted through grace, that be facilitated by the divine spirit at this time, according to your highest good. Ask that any area that needs to be balanced or healed, illumined, whatever it is that you personally need to have a divine tune-up, ask for it right now. And ask to be guided into genuine spiritual truth. You might want to ask for greater discernment in what contributes and enhances your spiritual growth, and what blocks and inhibits it. And ask that the blocks could be highlighted in your awareness so that you can see them and discern them for what they are, and that you would have the strength necessary to make a conscious decision to unplug and disconnect from them. You know, spiritual energy operates through the human body-mind instrument, exactly like electrical current in your home. And each system operates through an established energy grid, whether it is in your biophysical instrument or your home. So if you have had dreams or visions which have portrayed a symbology in the form of electrical manifestation, or anything that would be electrical in nature, anything that you would plug in, even a telephone that would signify a form of connection and communication, or a microphone, or broadcasting, any kind of broadcasting system. And you could correctly interpret these symbols as messages indicating your spiritual state of conductivity. You're being shown how the energy and the power of spirit is flowing through and operating in your life, or not. So the spiritual currents flowing through your biophysical instrument, which we could call your home of consciousness, flows from your spirit and God, your spirit, which is your I Am presence, i.e. God self, and soul, your individualized divine presentation, flows down into your physical body by way of the brain and the nervous system. Therefore, your nervous system functions exactly like the electrical wiring system in your home. And I think it's very important that you make that connection, because you are wired for divine communication, transmission, and interface. You can use this, I think, very practical and useful analogy to determine the condition of your spiritual wiring. And you can also determine where you may be overloading your circuitry, and also which things are unnecessarily draining energy. You know, there's a lot of things that possibly you would benefit from unplugging. So it is correct to draw the conclusion that you're plugged in to anything that holds your continual focus of interest and attention. So, again, the place we start in every seminar is with that very necessary self-inventory. Examining, noticing, observing. In this case, where you're plugged in and what you're plugged into and with whom you're connected. Where is that wattage flowing into your life, into your mind, and into your body that is producing light, that is producing energy, that is producing greater illumination and greater clarity? That is the most important place for you to stay and maintain the most secure connection. Stay plugged in to anything that brings the quality of light, energy, illumination, and clarity forward for you. And we could say that light and love are one and the same, identical energy. True light is unconditional love, or the Christ. So, of course, the major source of light and positive energy in our life is whatever causes us to sense our connection to our Creator, our God connection. And the stronger your conscious, underlying conscious, God connection is, the stronger you are, the healthier you are, the more balanced and vital and happy and radiant you will be. So take a look, a very impersonal overview, without any judgment, and see if you're experiencing an ongoing, strong, conscious connection with the divine. You know, there's extremely powerful energies that are flowing now from the cosmos, from the sun, from the great, great, great central sun systems, that are absolutely electrifying and transfiguring everything, or destroying and dissolving it. You have basically three major energies that are at play. You have entropy, which is the dissolution of that which has before been electrified, or possibly never electrified. In other words, never really plugged in. That is on the path of being dissolved into the primordial elements and will be recycled and reformed into something else, because energy cannot be destroyed, but it can be refashioned into a new form. And then you have centropy, which is the superluminal electrification of matter electrical currents, which is, it's called FOHAT, F-O-H-A-T, in esoteric science. And FOHAT is the direct divine power that's electrifying matter. The purpose behind that is transfiguration. We're in that process of being transformed from mortal, carnal, flesh-bound, and limited light people into that superluminal, supernatural, transcendental light that will reconfigure us into immortal beings of light. And that process requires the electrification of every cell, every single quark of our being, atomic and subatomic particles to the very smallest portion, is being electrified with this tremendously powerful divine energy called the fire of the Holy Spirit that is coming upon all upon this earth now. Now, depending on whether or not you're plugged in, depends on how you are faring at this point of the electrification of matter. And it feels sometimes like you're plugged into a wire that's just like, you know, hold on, because, you know, it's really, really intense. And where you have severe blockages, sometimes there are shortages. Physically, that could produce even a stroke or a heart attack or a brain malfunction, or all sorts of things happen to the physical body, medically speaking, when there's no place for that energy to go. That's why I keep emphasizing how important it is for you to make the decision and the conscious intention to integrate that energy. And it's so simple. You have three major tools. You have your breath, your conscious intention, and your spoken words. Now, your breath is literally the divine spirit of life that was given to you by God, breathed into your lungs by God directly. So your breath and God are one and the same, and God is as close to you as your breath. Your next breath can serve to connect you at any time with anything. Everything is connected by this one prana, this chi force, this life force, this Zoe life, this resurrection life, this transforming, transfigurative, centrific life. So again, take a deep breath knowing that. Oh, yes. You can feel that chill. Boy, every cell in my body starts to tingle and vibrate and become alive. And chills, like hot chills, run to the whole body. That's the centrifugation of life flowing through your nervous system. That's illumination. That's what's changing you from being a mere mortal to an immortal son and daughter of God. Yes. And you don't need any elaborate techniques or gimmicks or technology. All you need is your breath and your conscious intention to stay connected no matter what you have to do to achieve and maintain that connection. Are you up for it? Are you ready? And the other thing that is your tool here, if you want to call it that, is your spoken word. Now, your word needs to be in alignment with your intention. And when your intention is so strong to dwell in conscious awareness of God at all times, then you're going to become more aware of speaking that word that keeps placing that forward as what you want to experience and have as your reality. You can call them prayers, statements and declarations of intention, invocation, evocation, or calling yourself forward into God's covenant and kingdom promises. They all mean basically that divinely focused intention and cry of your heart. So it's your individual and our individual responsibility to ask specifically for whatever it is that we need, want, and require. Why is that? If God is God, why should we have to ask for every little thing? Because you're given life and you're given breath, and then you're given free will. And then you're given a beautiful planet to govern and to have stewardship and dominion of, however you wish. You can make it beautiful, or you can destroy it with warfare and hatred and bombs. But if you want it beautiful, you're the one that has to bring that beauty of the higher consciousness forward. And it's only going to come forward through your heart, your mind, your hands, your works. So we must ask, because the Holy Spirit only enters where invited and welcomed, and only where Jesus the Christ is invited and welcomed. Why is that? Because the Holy Spirit always comes to strengthen and to help and to teach and to guide you in your Christ walk and into spiritual maturation as you walk the way that he made possible for you to walk into the higher divine God realms. So the Holy Spirit and the Jesus function really serve as your master God connection. There's no way around that. There is none. If you want to go into very, very highest heavens through grace, you must come through the way of the Christ, the office of the Christ, the order of Melchizedek. That's the grand highway. So those masters that function along that lineage, and there are many, 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 they will all come forward and present their credentials that they come in service to the Christ, through the office of the Christ, through the order of Melchizedek. And if they don't confess that, if they can't own that, then you know they're not of the light. So that's how you always discern on the inner plane, to ask, who do you serve? You serve the Lord Jesus Christ. By whose authority do you come into my space? You have to get real, you know, strong in knowing who you are and who you serve and the rights that you have to declare that everyone present credentials before they dare to enter into your space. So, back to the plugged-in state. We need to observe what keeps that God current, that electrical current, that centrific current flowing in our life. And you can tell after you've spent time, for example, with a person or participated in some particular activity, whether it has actually enhanced your health and your wholeness and your overall spiritual well-being or not. And every person who is on a conscious spiritual path really is in that position where they are constantly required to exercise discernment in what amplifies their energy, spiritually speaking, what amplifies that wattage. And also to note and notice what drains and dims your wattage. So it's time to unplug and disconnect from whatever and whomever it is that douses your spiritual flame, your ardor, your passion for the things of God, your vitality, your faith, and your positive trust. Be loyal. We must be absolutely loyal to Spirit and to our spiritual life. Even, you know, if we have to leave everyone and everything else behind, we're called to be loyal to God. We're called to be loyal to Jesus the Christ, no matter what. For if you are, if we are, then everything else in our life will come into perfect balance and order. That's an absolute, you know, covenant agreement. Jesus exemplified it very clearly in the story of where one day he was speaking to a group of people in a home, and someone came up to Jesus and said that his mother and brothers were waiting outside for him. And Jesus replied, "Who is my mother? And who are my brothers? But those who do the will of my Father." And another time Jesus said that whoever was not willing to leave everyone and everything to follow him was not worthy of being his disciple. So that particular requirement, I think, is very well known in every spiritual tradition. Because as true disciples, we must be willing to sacrifice and lay aside everything that does not serve the will of the Father. And what is the will of the Father? The will of the Father concerning every single one of us is that we prioritize our relationship with him above everyone and everything else in this world. God wants our relationship with him to be our number one priority and consideration above and beyond everything else in our lives. God wants our whole heart, our mind, our body, our soul, not just a few areas, all of us. And in exchange, he will give us all of himself and co-rulership in his entire celestial kingdom and terrestrial kingdoms of creation together with our elder brother, Jesus the Christ. You see, we're being trained to be kings and queens and high priests and high priestesses of the Most High God, with the highest divine universal authority you can imagine. And at the time of our spiritual regeneration, when we enter into covenant relationship through salvation, at that moment we are reinstated and seated already in those celestial positions of administration. But bear in mind, there's always that et cetera principle. There's always that next step in spirit. And so whatever realm or position we may have occupied in our multidimensional presentation throughout the myriads of star systems and universes and kingdoms and realms in the cosmos, whatever that position was, we're being trained right now to occupy the next level of that. There is always more. And the rule is that it has to be activated, quickened, imparted, received, assimilated, integrated, and grounded, registered in some way in our consciousness in the physical body before we transition. Now, those of you who, through soul transcendence and the grace of the traveler lineage, grace of Jesus Christ, those of you who perhaps are not fully conscious but are initiated into that lineage, you will go into another dimensional school of consciousness, another dimensional realm, and will continue with your spiritual progression from there. So there's an ongoing commitment with spirit that's been forged here in the physical dimension that continues on after you drop your physical body. There are others that very possibly, as I've mentioned before, will be consciously raptured or transdimensionally relocated like Enoch was, or caught up in Merkaba like Elijah, or in some way caught up, and as the Bible says, in the twinkling of an eye, being transformed, transfigured into immortality. We don't know when, we don't know how, we don't know anything about that whatsoever, and no one does, not even Jesus Christ. That is part of that divine return that is known only to the Father, the divine reappearance or return or second coming of Jesus the Christ. So there's many theories in the prophetic postulations about what that might be. The truth is nobody knows. No one really knows. What we do know that it's something that goes beyond what we can understand in the human mind. It is something divinely orchestrated, something divinely quickened, something divinely timed, and we are in those last days when we are being, let's say, dimensionally identified. The identification has to do with the light quotient and the energy signature of the consciousness itself. The way that that is accelerated is unplugging from everything that is unloving, that does not amplify love. Love itself is the very power of Almighty God. And unfortunately, we only have the one word love in English. But what I'm speaking of is the Greek term for love, agape love, which is unconditional, absolute, pure, never-changing, divine love. And it's the love that I must say that we feel when we're truly born again. There's a new quality of love that we really, truly experience for all the people of God. Our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, we begin to love deeply. And so those that don't have that agape love flowing in their lives, you have to wonder if they really have been born again. So it's, again, a discerning. Just because someone says there's something doesn't mean that they are. You have to look at the behavior. You have to look to what being plugged in with those people does to you. Because if they're aflame with the love of God, with the power of God, with the anointing of God, it's going to get all over you. Just by association, it's going to get all over you. It cannot not get all over you. And that's why it's important to seek out the people who are on fire for the things of God, who are anointed with purpose and power and operate in the ways that you can see by how they move in the world, that they're divinely connected, that the juice is flowing through them, and that they're electrifying everything they touch with divine glory. So, without a wholesome and nourishing God connection, due to the energies that are impacting people on the planet right now, disconnected, unconnected, unconscious people are becoming increasingly unstable and erratic and destructive. And since like attracts like, destructive energies will attract chaos and destruction. Evil always self-destructs. When you use your body in unloving ways, it's going to start to break down, and it's going to eventually create disease that will take you out. Because your body is designed to be a communicative device for God's love. That's all the reason you have a body, is to get plugged in, get connected, stay connected, get set on fire and electrified with the power and the glory and the beauty and the truth of God, And then share that with everyone every way you can for as long as you can. That's the only reason you have been given life on this planet. And I'm assuming that those of you who have listened to this series of 4 years of seminars must be really interested in that, or you wouldn't keep listening to me. You would go off and listen to, you know, who's looking for UFOs in the sky or the latest channeled message from wherever. I don't deal with that stuff. I don't care about it. We don't care about it. The only thing Ashtar and I care about is that you absolutely host and house the glory of God. That's our voice. That's our message. That's our function and purpose. We're Venusians. We don't have any idea whatsoever about anything that's not the love of God. Our whole life at the level in which we live is love. And so those of us that embody here in this dimension or appear in or overlay a consciousness such as I have, we're here for one purpose, and that is to awaken you to the love that you are, that is God. We don't have any other message for you. So if you want that, that's what we're all about. And if you're not into that, then go, you know, where you can plug into what you're interested in. You know, you have free will. So since like attracts like, and destructive energies will attract destruction, even a negative planet will draw into its orbit something that will destroy it, like an asteroid. Why do you think we haven't had a direct asteroid destructive hit on our planet here so far? It's because the Holy Spirit's got work with you. The Holy Spirit right now is in a process of getting your attention and messing your carnal life up so that you can get a real life and a new life in Christ. It's going to mess you up everywhere you're not plugged in. So if your life is messed up, it's because you're not plugged into the juice. And the message is, get plugged in. So the most dangerous state that one could possibly be in today is in a state of spiritual darkness, being unconscious of any God connection. Because then you're like a, you know, someone in the path of the tornado. So the state of spiritual electrification is called centropy. And it means life, vital, abundant, creative, flowing life. And the state of spiritual degeneration is called entropy, which is devitalization, decline, lack, limitation, stagnancy, blocked energy, deadness. So by your observing and discerning the energy states of yourself personally, the collective energy state, the national, international, global systems, you can determine to the very last, you know, what's going to happen by the state of the energy. You can see what's ascending, what's going to be moving and part of that new earth. And that which is, you know, inevitably going to decline and collapse and phase out. And a lot of the things that we have been plugged into as our sources of support, financially and in, you know, other ways, many of those things are, you know, marked for destruction, demolition, recycling. That's why we have to be loyal to God and our God connection, because we're going to need to operate supernaturally in miraculous ways to survive, very possibly in the future. I'm not saying that as a great prophecy, but I'm saying that just observing that there may not be anything else we can depend upon. We may have to materialize food. We may have to be able to supernaturally relocate ourselves from one position on the planet to the next by spiritual means. We may find it necessary to be able to step in and out at will of the various dimensions. To vanish like Jesus did. So often they were trying to capture him and throw him, you know, off the cliff and destroy him before his time. And he would just vanish from their midst. In the book of Acts, they mentioned that people were relocated from one dimension, one level where they were working, to the next. So this is not something that just happened a few thousand years ago. This is what happens when you walk with the Christ. When you walk in covenant relationship with the Holy Spirit in service to the Christ, there is nothing that is impossible for you. Nothing. Whatever you have faith for can be manifested for you. So it's important to stay connected to people and things that foster your faith, where people are operating in these higher charismatic gifts of the Holy Spirit. To seek out company with people who are moving in those higher dimensions of spiritual operation. They're hard to find. The precious things are like diamonds. They're not on public display. If they're out there in public display, they're probably fake. The real diamonds are hidden. You can be a real diamond and stay in the silence of your own prayer closet, as they call it, your inner sanctuary, and affect the whole world just by the power of your connection to God and your love for God. So it's not like you have to be out doing some showy mission. The greatest mission you could ever do on this planet is to love God. That's the highest duty, the highest calling, the highest benefaction, the highest and most noble deed. Why? Because when you truly love God with every ounce of your being, you become one with everything that exists, and you lift it, and you transform it, and you save it, and you baptize it into glory. You're made for that. That's your nature. That's the nature that was absolutely crafted into you by the hand of God, the hands of God. So here are the areas to consider in unplugging. There's a lot of things that are wasting time and energy and focus. The world is full of them. 99.9% of everything that people are involved with are really giving nothing in return. We have to be very, very honest where we think we really want to go, and really look if our behavior, our associations, our habits, the things we're connecting to, the things we're sourcing into, really see if that's enhancing that professed commitment or not. So let's examine the relationships in your life. What is the function and purpose? You know, bring each one up and really look at it. What is the function and purpose that each of the relationships you have in your life is serving? You know, it's been said that our only true friends, our only real friends and relations, are those people who walk with us in service of the Father, the will of the Father. Those are our only true relationships, our fellow lovers of God, fellow covenant sons and daughters of the kingdom. And you know, a true friend will never contribute to your downfall. A true friend will never, ever encourage you to drink and smoke and take drugs, carouse on the bars, engage in risky and uncommitted relationships sexually. A true friend just won't allow you to go there. won't influence you in a negative way that would cause your downfall. How many friends do we have like that in the world? They must be as, you know, scarce as those proverbial chicken teeth. And they are. So it's better to be alone and enjoy the, relish the relationship you have with the beloved within you than it is to have many, many friends that are leading you on the path of perdition. So make no mistake about it, toxic relationships will poison you in all kinds of subtle and not so subtle ways. But you'll notice a downgrade of your behavior, a downgrade of your speech, a downgrade of your habits. Start some little subtle ways until finally you find that your whole life has spiraled down into the sewer. Whereas one time, there was a time you really wanted to go for the things of God. That's how the negative power operates in this planet. Its whole agenda is to block your mission, to block your magnificence, to keep you reincarnating here under karma, keep you in bondage. You know, you have to really exercise awareness if you want to see the face of God. So ask Jesus. Ask him personally and directly to remove from your life anyone and anything that is not part of your highest divine destiny. I asked him that, quite a few years back. I said, pick me up by the heels and shake everything out of me that you didn't put in me. If you're not in it, I don't want it. And he did. He totally changed my life for the better. Gave me everything. Filled me to the brim. So if God didn't give it to you, why would you want it? You don't need it. How can you tell if Jesus gave it to you? It makes you happy, makes you healthier, makes you more balanced, makes you more loving, makes you a better person in every way and a happier and a more joyful person, a more peaceful person. But most telling of all, I think it draws your heart and your behavior Godward. That's how you can tell Jesus and the Holy Spirit have marked it for you. If they're in it with you. If they've anointed it for you. So the key here is if love isn't in it, neither is God. God is love. So the divine element in any relationship or endeavor is the loving that you encounter there or that you bring forward into it. You know, sometimes you're sent to areas where if you're a strong light worker, your dharma, your duty, your mission is to model love. Do you know there's actually people in this world who have never experienced love? Any kind of love. They have no reference point for what it is to have love, and even less love for God, devotion to God. Do you know that some people, some religions, some cults are so bold as to teach you that you cannot approach and know God directly or address God directly? You've got to know enough scripture to know that that's a lie. That's how people get sucked into cults, is they're ignorant. They don't know what God has given them in covenant. So they get into these wacky cults. So in discerning unproductive associations that do not contribute to your spiritual and physical health, you may use, I think some of these following signs to tell you, you know, they're like red flags. Unproductive association at hand. Number one, unproductive associations disrupt your mental or emotional peace. You know, people who are not securely plugged in will tend to operate from a false self that draws energy and attention through personal drama. So be aware of those people that are continually running drama. If you observe the pattern of these people, the faces may change, but the personal drama keeps being reenacted over and over and over, and they get one thing sort of solved, and then they recreate the same thing, and the result is that you feel absolutely exhausted and drained from trying to keep track of it all. And why should you? It's not for you to handle. Their drama is for them to handle, not you. They're going to do that drama until they're tired of it. And they will quit doing it sooner if you don't pay attention to them. Best thing to do with a drama queen, with someone throwing an emotional, energy-grabbing tantrum, that's what it is, it's the ego acting out for attention and energy. You know, when you disconnect your attention and your involvement there, they don't have anything to play off of. They depend on you playing your role of being a participant in some way in their drama. That's how they keep the drama going. If everybody in the audience of their drama leaves, they're on the stage all alone with egg in their face. So the best way you can help someone who runs these patterns is not to add energy and fuel to them. Don't address them as if they were worthy of being addressed. Disengage, disconnect, and tend to your own life. Right now, it's really important that we prioritize our life, our things that we need to do to be ready for the rapture, the ascension, the transfiguration, the whatever, that is upon us. We don't know when, we don't know how, we don't know how much time we've got. For all we know, this is the last hour. We don't know. So we have to be ready. So unplug from these dramatists, these purveyors of drama, or they will contaminate your mind and you'll have confusion. And they'll drain your energy and disrupt your peace of mind, which I believe is our most important possession, is our peace of mind. And, you know, the same goes for gossipers and slanderers. Anybody who disparages and trashes the reputation of another, just know that as soon as your back is turned, that you will be the next target. Be aware of anyone who badmouths to you another person, that they will betray you and do the same thing to you when you're not present. Unplug from all blamers and all haters. Just disconnect. There's nothing there for you. The Bible says, what fellowship has darkness with light? So if you are of the light, you're going to be absolutely repulsed by the things of darkness. You know, there's certain things that absolutely nauseate me when I see them. It's like, there's such, the Holy Spirit within me is so put off by that. Because the Holy Spirit is holy. The job of the Holy Spirit is consecration and sanctification. The Holy Spirit's job is to make you exactly like Christ. That when the Holy Spirit is completed with the work in you, you will be a Spirit-led Son of God, exactly like Jesus Christ. You'll have that same nature, that same behavior, that same power, that same authority, that same dominion. But the price is you have to unplug from darkness. You need to disengage from the things that are retrogressive from light and life, which is the root meaning of evil, the things that are the opposite of life. So unplug from people who disregard the things of God and are totally worldly in their interests and preoccupation. I can be with a person for 10 minutes and tell where their heart is because it's coming right out of their mouth. When people start getting into the flesh and into the world, I just want to flee, and I usually do. I get away from them as fast as possible, and I don't, you know, I keep out of their territory. So unplug from people who really enjoy hanging out in places where people get drunk and cruise and carouse in the bars, and where they're doing drugs, and where they're indulging in the lusts and the perversions of the flesh. People who steal, who lie, who cheat, who abuse others, or who use foul and profane speech. Get away from people like that. Those are caves of darkness. Those are bottomless pits. Those are energy alliances that will take you away from everything that you've said in your heart that you wanted to achieve with God in this life. So be absolutely ruthless if necessary, but unplug and disassociate from all such people, places, and things as fast as you possibly can. For these are gateways of darkness and destruction. These are, you know, the closing days in this cosmic cycle. And apocalypsis, or the revelation, means that the true natures of people are being uncovered, unveiled for all to see. And it's very obvious those who have chosen the light and those who are here to destroy, if possible, those who are of the light. So each moment we are called to discern where we are choosing to associate and plug in, where we are serving the light, and where we are serving the darkness by association. For we are known by the company that we habitually cultivate, seek out, maintain, and stay in. So what do you plug into? Places where people are going the same direction you are, and demonstrate it by their humility, their self-control and self-discipline, their loving exchanges, their involvement in selfless service, where they're investing their lives in helping other people, where they're feeding the poor and clothing the naked and building houses for the people that had their houses destroyed, where they're serving in the soup kitchens and the food banks, where they're gathering in congregations that truly worship God in a spirit of sincerity and purity and sincere ardor and devotion, where they're praising God and singing His praises. Most of all, where they're loving each other and helping each other to be the best they can possibly be, where they're studying the sacred scriptures and trying with all their heart to understand the deeper meanings, which are truly open-ended. The scriptures can be understood on every level where you find yourself. But they won't do you a bit of good if you don't study them. So, be attentive to what gives you life and plug into that. And be attentive to what drains and depletes and unplug from that. And in everything you do, call yourself forward into the divine presence, and call that divine presence and invite and welcome it down into every area of your life. And before you do anything, ask God if that is something He would like you to do, if that is God's will for you. Learn to ask first before you get involved. Ask God where it's right for you to get plugged in. Only God knows the heart and natures of people, nobody else. But if you don't ask, you won't have that discernment. But if you do ask, as I have, I can promise you this, your discernment will become so fine-tuned that you can read a person's energy down to their toenails within a few seconds of the encounter. And you will really know when you're walking with the Holy Spirit. Because every tiny little speck on that pristine white glistening garment that you wear as a redeemed son and daughter of God, every tiny little speck will become intolerable to you. You want to be pure white within and without, which you will be if you stay plugged to the Lord Christ and to the Holy Spirit. So again, I raise my hands in divine impartation, asking that each person be baptized in the love of God, filled with the love of God, that the Holy Spirit may fill your heart, mind, body, soul, life, and actions, and that every dark energy be cleared through divine love and grace, that you be set free of bondage and addiction, that you be healed in the areas where you are designed for wholeness and health, and that you be led in the paths of righteousness and happiness, true peace and true fulfillment, and that you may give glory to God by everything you say, think, and do, that you'll be so filled and so radiant that everyone will know that you are truly a way shower. You are truly a person who is divinely plugged in and connected. And through you, the electrical power of centrifuge and divine activation and quickening of divinity will flow forth through you and to the people with which you and with whom you interact. May that be so for each of you that truly hunger and thirst for this divine connection. And let's go out chanting. Let's chant Anihu, which in Hebrew is Anihu, which means I am that I am, or I am God. Actually, it means literally I am who, or God. Deep breath. Anihu. Been listening to Commander Lady Athena, Cosmic Pep Talks for Closet Christ's Voice of the Ashtar Command. God evening, God bless you, and God willing, I will be with you next week. Adonai.